Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Here's episode 79, Thursday Thoughts number 15. Actually, it's episode number 80 since I started with zero, inching up towards that century mark. Today I'd like to talk about language and writing. But before that, we don't have any new call-ins, but I have a few cool things, at least cool to me, that I'd like to share. First of all, the podcast passed 6,000 total downloads, with an average of 76.1 per individual episode. I'm just overjoyed by that. I want to thank all the completionists out there who've been listening to all my episodes. My first episode, episode zero, now has 114 downloads. That's just amazing. I never thought it would ever be that well received. May not be as well received as some others, but that doesn't matter. It's passing all my expectations. To me, that's a win. Second, I now have two copper sellers on DriveThruRPG. The first is Caravans and Trade, and it's doing about a third of the total sales of all my PDFs, but it is now joined by Library Generation Tables. And I want to thank everyone who has taken a look at my PDFs, especially those of you who have given your hard-earned money towards them. And if you like them, please tell me and tell others. And if there's something you'd like to see done differently, please let me know. I'm always open to constructive criticism. And the best way you can tell others is to write reviews. Write reviews on DriveThruRPG, on the product itself. Post a review on your website or blog. Give a review on your podcast. If you think it's worth money, please tell others. And now on to language and writing. A few days ago, I woke up with a murky idea about language and writing systems. It started off with thinking about writing, and my idea was about how complex a writing system can be, and just how much detail for the level of specificity and differences in the way different species or aliens might read that writing. Most written languages have a standard horizontal and vertical movement across the page. For example, English and most European languages go from left to right, top to bottom. Some Oriental languages are written vertically from top to bottom with totally different characters. And a flowery flowing script might swirl around the page with little flourishes along the way, signifying slightly different information. And what my thoughts were when I first had this idea is something that works its way around the outside edge of the page and works its way into the middle. Not necessarily a spiral, but you get the idea. What about a writing instrument that can write with multi-spectrum ink? Ink that shows different colors and across more than the human visible spectrum, such as infrared or ultraviolet. What about other senses? Some sort of odor that is the equivalent of certain pheromones that carries information that way. And I'm working on a blog post for this, because there's just so much information here. It's way more than will fit into a reasonable length of a podcast. But there's all kinds of different writing systems. There's alphabets and syllabaries and pictograms, ideograms, and more. So I'll be digging into that a little bit. And languages tie into the complexity of a writing system. There's also the complexity of the language itself. My thought on that was, what if a language was so complex or advanced that its construction specified the time of the day, the time of year, the weather, etc.? Imagine a journey by people with that language from one hemisphere to the other, either to the northern or southern hemisphere or vice versa. They start off in a time of cold and snow, and according to their calendar, that's what it is, but where they physically are, it's sunny and warm. How would that language adapt to that situation? Short of building your own language on the scale of Tolkien, how would you emulate that in-game at the table? Some creatures might speak at a register too high or too low for humans to hear. Some frequencies could cause issues for humans. For example, elephants make sounds at such a low frequency that it can interfere with the balance of humans. And as far as this specificity of day, time of year, the weather, and so forth, it could be either a construction of a verb or a construction of a noun. For example, in some languages, you decline nouns, which is kind of like conjugating a verb. Maybe there might be some sort of construction on adjectives or other parts of speech that are similar. One could go bananas with that. I'm far from a language expert, so I don't know how I would implement such a thing, but that's the sort of thing I was thinking about. And that's about as far as I've gotten with my idea. Not very in-depth or complex. Certainly no tables for a gameable solution. But I am curious, what would you do to try to implement or signify the complexities of language? I wouldn't go so far as to invent a whole new language or writing system. There are some pretty interesting writing systems people have developed for encoding words in fewer scripted characters and so forth. I will have to look that up and add that to the article on my blog I'm working on. I've lost track in my mind what that was called. I've talked about language a few times in past podcasts. Way back in episode 3, I did fumbles in pronunciation about all the crazy ways we used to pronounce words. You want to give that a listen. And episode 5, I talked about the command spell in languages other than English. In first edition D&D, the command spell requires a single word, which shortchanges the English speaker because in other languages, like Spanish, the verb includes multiple things, not just future or past, but who and how many people you're talking to. So those sorts of things factor into my mind. I've studied multiple different languages, 3 years of high school Spanish, 3 semesters of college German, a couple semesters of biblical Hebrew, and a semester of New Testament Greek, plus English and various computer languages. I'm far from proficient in any of them. I come closest to being conversant in Spanish. I think with more use it would get better. I can carry on fairly long conversations at an elementary level. But how would you implement at the table all these languages? Because it's assumed that everyone around the table is speaking the same language as players. And how would you implement this different thing? Obviously, you have to say, well, nobody understands this, and you either take the people aside that do understand it, or you trust that the players whose characters don't understand it will eventually get the message so that you don't have to spend time repeating. I guess it depends on the scenario and whether or not it makes sense to worry about if everybody can understand or not. I'm thinking about how I would handle complex writing. Some people want to see it. I know I'm a visual person. I'd want to see it, but I'd just have to describe. You see this complex art or symbols. It may not cross the minds of the players that it's actually written language. Maybe the written language is also art. What can be encoded in a picture? There's ways to encode information in computer-based images. There's quite the group dedicated to that. I read about it, 15, 20 years ago. I never got involved in trying to do much with it other than play around with it. And it's pretty cool to be able to hide a hello, I'm here message in a picture so that only those that are looking for it can find it. This gets into the realm of translation, botching the translation, and also codes and cryptography. For example, in the World Wars, Native American code talkers, mostly famous from World War II, would speak words from their native language, but they would give a different meaning to them so that they'd say rock and it meant bomb or something like that. I don't know what the exact word they would use, but they had different words that they used for different things. I'm curious how to implement that in a table. I've got some rough ideas, but when I try to take something like that and actually implement it, coming up with something usable is quite the challenge. If you know of anything like that, please call in and share. If you've done anything with that or have some ideas, let us know. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen tonight. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!